Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Let us discuss the Pratipada, or the first step. Now I'm going to be using the pie chart throughout the series, as you can see over there on the screen, because this chart typically depicts all the particular tithis or lunar days of the month, the 15-day positive cycle on the bright side and the Krishna side on the waning side of the moon. So there is the chart on the upper side is showing all the waxing cycle till the full moon, as you can see, and going backward till the new moon or Amavasya. And that yellow highlighted portion shows the corresponding parts of the Krishna side and the Shukla side. So Pratipada has two parts. One is one day after the new moon. Okay. One is after the full moon, as you can see. So we'll rotate this two triangles through all the 15 and we will cover those. And first let me cover some general notes on Pratipada and then we will get to the details, because then you'll understand these things better, okay? Pratipada, the first, Prathama. Prathama means the first. The general qualities of both the Pratipadas. From the notes here, energetic quality. Pratipada is associated with the creation and new beginnings. It is a Nanda Tithi, or joyous category, ruled by fire element. Therefore, Brahma, traditionally said to grant blessings and enthusiasm, the enthusiasm to begin something new, is Pratipada. The presiding deity is Brahma, the creator, right? Everything in Vedas and Vedic astrology is about indication of what we are living as in the human world with the rest of the creation. So therefore, this indicates a potent creative impulse on this day whenever the Pratipada occurs. Note that Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the waxing moon, has very weak moon because it is just emerging from Amavasya or new moon, whereas Krishna Pratipada, which is first day after full moon, has still a very strong moon. There is a lot of illumination. This means the energy of Pratipada is more robust, while Shukla Pratipada is very fresh but subtle. Recommended activities. Auspicious undertakings are generally favored on Pratipada, especially on Krishna side, waning side, when the moon is stronger. Traditional texts consider Pratipada propitious for religious rituals, festivals, and ceremonial beginnings. For example, Chaitra Shukla Pratipada, you can Google that, is celebrated as a new year in some calendars, making an auspicious start. Weddings and other important family ceremonies also can be initiated if the Pratipada falls on an auspicious combination with a weekday, Friday for example. Venus, day of the Venus. Journeys or processions or starting new projects in modern context. If you want to start a new project, a business venture, or moving into a new home, which is called Griha Pravesh. Griha means house, Pravesh means entry. The day you enter your home, new home. Business or real estate transactions is also good, provided other factors are favorable. This is all conditional. Activities to avoid. During Shukla Paksha Pratipada, immediately after the new moon, it is advised to avoid major auspicious ceremonies like weddings, housewarmings or initiations. The moon is at its weakest illumination on this day, so the classical Muhurta Shastra suggests waiting at least second or third day of waxing before big ventures begin. In general, if Pratipada falls on a Tuesday or a Saturday, it may be less ideal because Tuesday is Mars and Saturday is governed by Saturn. You don't want to start new things on those days. For obvious reasons, they are malefic planets. If you must do something important on Shukla Pratipada, ensure other factors like weekday, nakshatra and so on. Ensure that this supported. Okay, there is nakshatra, a whole lot of playlist on the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology on this channel. Might go through that first. Minor routine tasks are fine on this day. Suggested mindset, enthusiasm and openness. Treat this day as a fresh start. In Shukla Pratipada, subtle energy. Cultivate patience and optimism as you set intentions for the new lunar cycle. In Krishna Pratipada, after the full moon, speak. Practice gratitude and gradual release. It's a good day to release. We just can't keep hoarding stuff. There's a universe of balance. So new moon provides us, after full moon speak, release of stuff. Thank you for everything that you have given me, universe. You know, building on the fullness achieved, calmly preparing for the waning phase. A devotional attitude perhaps, acknowledging motherly moon and divine creative energy Brahma can set up positive tone. Diet, considering Ayurvedas, begin the lunar cycle on a wholesome note. Favor fresh sattvic foods to symbolize a pure start. For example, fruits, fresh grains, ghee, digestible dishes. Some communities prepare special items on Shukla Pratipada. For instance, a mixture of neem jaggery in parts of India, signifying the acceptance of bitter and sweet in the new year. Avoid heavy or leftover food that would carry stagnant energy into the new cycle. Everything about Vedas and Vedic astrology is living, breathing kind of science. It's not a dead science in textbooks. We are living it every day. Because the moon is weak on Shukla Pratipada, your digestive fire might be a bit lower. Therefore, light, warm meals can be supportive. Hydrate well. No specific food instructions are mandated for Pratipada, but generally keeping a balanced, moderate diet is advised. Now let's get into the specifics. Now let us speak specifically of Shukla Pratipada. The first step or the first crescent after the new moon. Eyes on the screen, there is the Amavasya, and I have highlighted that portion on the pie chart, the cycles of the moon, where Pratipada falls once a month, isn't it, each one of these cycles. So in the first Pratipada or Shukla Pratipada, going towards waxing cycle, the energy is there, the deity I have already covered previously. It's 0 to 12 degrees of moon. The energy is of fire, is of Brahma the creator, so creative fire you might say on this day. So check your Jyotish app and see what's the energy of the day before coming into all of this. I have left it with title so you can find it anytime. This is the first of the Nanda Tithis, that small box below the deity. Number 6, number 1st and number 11th all are Nanda Tithis, which represents joy and auspiciousness, something starting something new. So the energy of the Shukla Pratipada is fresh, tender spark of a new cycle. It's just the new beginnings, you see, sprouting of a seed kind of. Creative impulse wanting form. So there's a fire energy wanting to meet earth. So like Aries wanting to meet Taurus. Fiery but delicate. Like a pirate light. Inspirational, visionary, initiatory. So you have to use or learn to use these energies of the day, which is there on every day of the month in a whole month, right? We shall cover one by one all of these 30. What to do on this day? Shukla Pratipada. Set intentions, outline plans, name or consecrate new projects. Number two, quiet launches, soft openings, brainstorming of different kind of ideas if you're working with your creative teams, vision setting, brand ideation. That's another good thing to do on this day. Light fire based rites. For example, simple lamp or a candlelight even will do. Learn this. Always light a candle if you're feeling sort of dead energies around your home, office, etc. Or do some Homa if you feel so intuitively guided. Homa is like the Vedic rites of fire, where we give intentions into the fire and it actualizes, manifests. This is to do in order to get some momentum going. What to avoid? Heavy high stakes ceremonies like weddings, major signing of contracts and so on, or even legal stuff. Avoid all of this stuff. Housewarming, you should avoid all of this. These are high stakes ceremonies, isn't it? A lot is at stake for us humans when it comes to major ceremonies of our life. Overcommitting resources before structures are in place. How crucial is that? You have just begun the fire in Shukla Pratipada. You don't want to take major decisions. You don't want to commit yourself too much into going into that. Like you don't want to get married on this day. You don't know what you're doing. Confrontations or anything that demands sustained stamina. Because this is not yet grounded. The fire is not yet grounded. You see? That's the way everything in Vedas was perceived as. It's the energy moving in the cosmos. Suggested mindset is a beginner's mind. So maintain an outlook of a beginner's mind, optimism and patience. Let the spark breathe. Let it slowly come in on this day. Invoke Brahma to bless naming, frameworks and first principles. How you can do this? Just fire. Tune it to fire. If nothing else, light a candle and stare at the flame if you wish and ask it, what can I do now? Discipline the fire towards purpose, not speed. Very crucial to understand. Understand it as a purpose. Understand it as the sun. Don't understand it as Mars. Mars wants speed, execution. So it grows steadily. Make it slow and steady. Slow down. Breathe into it. Absorb that fire. Diet, what will support this and what to avoid? You should favor sattvic, warm, light meals, fresh grains, ghee and gentle spices. Not too exciting anything. Hydrate well, avoid leftovers and heavy fried foods. These are all tamasic. Anything fried is mostly Shani, mostly Saturn. Avoid the Saturn. Avoid too much spicy foods as well, because that's Mars. You're combining Saturn and Mars when you do fried and spicy. Avoid that. Especially Indian food is so spicy and oily most of the time. And avoid stimulants, too much tea, coffee. Don't stimulate yourself. You're trying to temper the fire of the day. Think clean start foods that won't burden your tender digestive fire. Now the fire in Veda is also known as Jatragni or the gut fire. So it is tender on this day, so you need to take care of that. We shall cover Dwitiya in the next. Meanwhile, share this. Take care. Be safe.